If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Women Patriots. I hope everybody had a good week. Mine was kind of mind-boggling because of all the nonsense that's going on in the USA today. I'm really pissed. I had to write down my rant because I was so angry and I didn't want to lose track. What I tend to do sometimes is just jump from one to another. So here it goes. We all know that corruption has been going on since the beginning of time in government. And our government, what our founding fathers did was they broke free from Britain, declaring their independence on the 4th of July, 1776. And the second paragraph in here, well, first, I'm going to read this a little bit. When in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to what the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that all are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence, indeed, will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transition transient causes, and accordingly all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies, and such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former systems of government. The history of the present King of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries and unsurpassion, all having indirect object the establishment of the absolute tyranny over these states. Powerful. What's going on in this country today? Exactly that. We've got extortion 17, killing of SEAL Team 6 members, that a target was put on their back by our government. Joe Biden, as a matter of fact, I'm hoping to have somebody on the show, hope maybe calling in tonight or next week, because the story's not getting out enough. We have to scream louder for that. And then Fast and Furious. Okay, let's arm other people. Let's give our enemies arms so they can come over here and kill us. I'm baffled. Yeah, and then we have Benghazi, where, of course, as we all know, 4 Americans were killed, and they got no help from our government. They have the IRS now they're spying on us. The smack in the face with all the appointments, John Brennan, Kerry, Susan Rice, Samantha Powers. We only have a handful of people in office right now that can help us, that are standing up for us. But the other ones have been established there so long that they just go with the flow. Now, I was listening to the immigration arguments today, and I'll tell you what, I was pissed. Pissed at the amount of senators that are all for this. See, my problem is, it was the Gang of Eight put their 2 cents in, but it was rewritten by special service groups, such as the unions, because I had, there was 1,056 pages, and this was from Ted Cruz today, 1,056 pages of this bill, and I think it was Jeff Sessions. He was reading the bill, part of it, and he's saying, Section 1, blah, 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 see Section 2. You'd go to Section 2, it would say, blah, 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 go to Section 1. So you were chasing your tail. And what they were also saying is they wanted to pass this bill, and eventually, Harry Reid would add the amendments that he felt needed on there. Not the ones that they voted on, or not the ones he was going to do it backhandedly. Ooh, yeah, I'm not surprised. And then it ended up passing to go to the House. Now, hopefully the House... It's just ridiculous. They also said that there was, out of that 1,056 pages, there was 1,000 waivers in there. So all these little special interest groups, it's all in it for, these people were all in it for themselves. They don't give a flying you know what about us. And quite frankly, I'm pissed. And I know everybody else is. Okay, Duke, I'll bring you on. Hey, Duke.
Hey, Barbara, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
You know, I'm always in a good mood when I hear our Declaration of Independence being read. And it is something that, I think if someone is going to graduate from high school in this country, if they are going to want to live in this country, if they're going to want to have anything at all to do with the essential experience of being an American, they need to not only learn the Declaration of Independence, but I'm in favor of forcing people to literally memorize it, along with the Gettysburg Address and the Bill of Rights. I mean, I can't be that far off base. You know, what do you think? I mean,
these are
the things that define us.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And, you know, they didn't mention any of that in this bill. You know, and then, you know, as you all know, that I work during the day and I try to listen as much as I can and I jot down notes so I don't forget who's what. They didn't mention about a lot of things in that bill where, here was another part. With special interest groups. Chuck Schumer, he wouldn't answer how many people they expect to come into this country because they don't have an answer because they don't care. You know, and that was another thing that I was starting to get to as well is my family migrated over here. They came through it. They came from Italy. And they did it legally. They went through Ellis Island. They got themselves sponsors. And they learned the language. My grandfather was a left-handed writer. But because the teachers couldn't teach left-handed students how to write, my grandfather had to learn how to write with his right hand. So his writing, whether it was right-handed or left-handed, was chicken scratch. But we kind of got used to it. But you're right.
Well, I went to Catholic school, too.
What?
And I'm naturally a righty in more ways than one, as I think people know. But the nuns would not let anyone write with their left hand. And I think, you know, there is actually some value in conformity. And if there were no value in conformity, it would not exist. But, I mean, the people that came to this country, as you mentioned, you know, your granddad through Ellis Island, they had no choice but to come here legally. The real reason, obviously, that the Democrat Party wants to open the gates and get these people in and get them citizenship so that they can vote as soon as possible is so that the Democrat Party can expand its ranks and we can be a one-party country where the Democrats simply control everything and it's sort of like the old Soviet Union. And frankly, I am absolutely certain that that is their agenda, starting with Teddy Kennedy when he authored the bill that became the immigration law of 1981 or whatever it was. And the purpose of that was to get as many third world, unskilled, uneducated people into this country as possible so that a permanent dependent class would be created So there would always be a demand for a paternalistic, protective, and providing government. That's what they're all about. I think everybody understands that.
Yeah, I do think we all understand that as well. The thing that also that pisses me off, one of the things is we do something illegal. We get punished. We don't get, hey, good job. Let's see what else you could do. No, we go to jail. These people get to go to the White House, to the Oval Office, so they can plead their case. Oh, yes, special interest thing. And you know what? They don't open the White House for our children to be spiteful. This is just so wrong.
Very disturbing. There are trends that are underway right now. I don't know if you have ever had the occasion to go into something like a county government office somewhere and apply for a permit to either build a house or expand the size of your septic system or something like that.
Yes, I have.
Yeah, and generally speaking, the people that work behind the counter that are government employees, there are laws in this country that are 130 years old, and they are there to protect government employees, and they were set up, I think, during the Grover Cleveland administration for the purpose of, or maybe it was during U.S. Grant's administration, I don't remember, but they were set up for the purpose of not having your job in the government be dependent upon who wins an election. And their thinking was that government employees, if they were dependent upon the way an election turned out for their jobs in the government, their civil service jobs, they would be inclined to do things to rig the election. And that is definitely a valid concern. But what they did is they made it impossible to fire a government employee. I mean, they're in there, and they're pretty much in there for life. And to get rid of one of them takes an act of Congress or an act of your state legislature. It is almost impossible to dismiss a government employee no matter what they do. It has to be a really serious crime, and, they're there. Now, the reason I'm getting to this is that when taxpaying citizens speak to a government worker, I use that term loosely, a government employee, and they may say something like, well, I'm going to vote against that bill, or I'm going to vote against that initiative, or something of that nature, the government employee will invariably reply with, that's your privilege. And it is not a privilege to vote in this country. That's not a privilege. We have the absolute right to vote in this country. The flip side of this is that government employees today, be they congressmen, the president, your county council member, school board member, whoever it is, policeman, whatever, will invariably say that government has the right to do X, Y, and Z. And I've got some news for them. In this country, government does not have rights. Government has responsibilities, duties, obligations, authorities, and powers, but it does not have rights. In this country, the people have the rights. And when the people lose sight of that, and obviously government has lost sight of that, what happens next? Well, what happens next is that four Americans get killed in some building in Libya, and the White House is able to basically sweep it under the rug. The other thing that happens is the White House is able to use the IRS as an enforcement weapon against their domestic political enemies. The Department of Justice is able to start snooping on reporters, and then the National Security Agency begins collecting the phone records of 100 million Americans just because they can. And if we don't do something about this next November, we're going to deserve what we get.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, I am furious about that. I was listening to the news. They were talking about there was like 75% of the people that are okay with it. Uh-uh. What the hell? You know, the Patriot Act. I was kind of hemmed and hawing about that when it first came out. Because it's okay, well, we do need to have some securities around here. But you know what? This president turned around last week and said that the war on terror is over. There's just a few. And you know what? We all know he's full of crap. Because we do have Al-Qaeda around. They are alive and well and kicking and killing. And they're the radicals. And it's what they do. Well, we all know what they do. They want us to live like them. And in this country, the job of the government, if they would stop watching American citizens and start watching the border, Boston, the Boston Marathon bombing would not have happened. They're not watching the borders. They're not watching the people that they need to watch. They're watching American citizens. They consider you and me and any other conservative an enemy. And they're in office and they're the enemy because they're fighting against us. Tyranny. They work for us. We don't work for them. And we've got to get them all the hell out.
There's absolutely no question about it, Barbara. You are correct about this. I think the vast majority of the American people are actually beginning to realize that these are a bunch of nothing but degenerate thugs from Chicago, and they are going to treat everybody in America the way they would treat their political opposition back home in the Windy City, which is a combination of dirty tricks, character assassination, smear tactics, and if that doesn't work, they'll figure out something even more persuasive, as long as they can cover it up. So you're right, it is a very, very big problem, and I think it is time for a break right now, so I'm going to let you go. I understand Bing is going to be joining you shortly?
He might. He had something to do, but I will go ahead and take a break. Thanks for calling in.
Okay, Barbara, see you soon.
All righty.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Okay, and welcome back now that we got that out of the way. I also wanted to mention, too, that Senator Sessions, he also was saying that this bill, immigration bill, is a dramatic step in the wrong direction. We've had the unions that are suing Janet Napolitano because they can't do their job. They're not allowed. Our soldiers go out in the field and they are very limited as to what they can do. That's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. But anyway, Judicial Watch announced Washington's 10 most wanted corrupt politicians for 2012. Now, this is going to not shock anybody, but here's the list in alphabetical order, and then I'll go through what they've all done. Representative Vern Buchanan, Republican of Florida. Secretary of Energy, Stephen Chu. Secretary of State, surprise, surprise, Hillary. UN Ambassador Susan Rice. Attorney General Eric Holder. Representative Jesse Jackson Jr., Democrat, Illinois. Senator Robert Menendez, Democrat, New Jersey. President Barack Obama, yeah, that's another surprise. Senator Harry Reid, Democrat, Nevada. Representative David Rivera of Florida, Republican. Secretary of Health and Human Services, Kathleen Sebelius. Then the dishonorable mentions for 2012 include former Senator John Edwards, Democrat here in North Carolina. The line bucket and a half. Representative Michael Graham, Republican in New York. Secretary of Homeland Security, Janet Napolitano. And we have General David Petraeus. Senator Elizabeth Warren, Democrat, Massachusetts. And Representative Maxine Waters, Democrat, California. For Representative Vern Buchanan, in July of 2012, the House Ethics Committee, after a haphazard investigation, reported that Representative Buchanan had omitted information on his financial disclosure forms over 4 years. The Ethics Committee took no action because once caught, Representative Buchanan eventually corrected the errors. What exactly were the errors? In his disclosure statements for 2007, 8, 9, 10, Buchanan failed to report all of his positions or ownership interests in 6 entities and income received from his entities. Okay, so, you know, we got that going on, and they do talk a little bit more about him, but, I could have the whole show finishing what they say about him. And then we have, where is he? Oh, okay, next one in line here is Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and UN Ambassador Susan Rice. They're both clumped together because they lied about the events surrounding Benghazi massacre. Hillary Clinton, the only first lady to have been the subject of a grand jury investigation, is a regular visitor to our most corrupt list. Oh, I'm so surprised. While this first time appearance for Ms. Rice on the day after the attack, that just burns my oh, just burns me up. And then, of course, we have Attorney General Eric Holder, which keeps climbing up on that list because he is one arrogant little SOB that he should be in jail by all rights. And I know you all know that, too. But it says here, regular on our annual top 10 corrupt list, Holder shamelessly operates the most blatantly politicized Department of Justice in a generation. And with the Operation Fast and Furious scandal, it is no exaggeration that his agency has blood on its hands. We know that over 200 people were killed in Mexico by the drug cartels, murdering of our Border Patrol agent, Brian Terry. Let's see, it goes on and on with him as well. And Representative Jesse Jackson Jr. resigned from Congress in disgrace, acknowledging his statement that he had made his share of mistakes. And this may all be an understatement of the year. His federal investigation for alleged campaign finance improper duties, including reportedly using donor dollars to remodel his home. Oh, isn't that nice? Yes. And the fact that, and to add to the fact that Jackson was one of the major figures implicated in the massive scandal involving jailed former Illinois Governor Rod Blockovich, the one, you know, selling the seat. Sick. Just sick. Well, these people, and you know, they're all upset only because they got caught. And then we have this slime bucket, Senator Menendez, Democrat in Jersey. And he joins the Judicial Watch list of the 10 most corrupt politicians for 2012 in what might be considered sort of a lifetime achievement award. As far back as 2007, Senator Menendez was investigated by a federal grand jury for illegally steering lobbying business to his former chief of staff, Kay Lacasse, with whom he was also romantically linked. In just a few years, her firm reported $1.3 million in business, with nearly $300,000 coming from New Jersey Medical Center that was later awarded government funding thanks to a push from her former boss and lover. Hoorah! Disgusting. And then in 2010, Menendez and his colleagues in corruption. I don't know why Frank Lautenberger didn't make it, but they allocated $8 million for a public walkway and park space adjacent to upscale waterfront condos built by a developer whose executives have donated generously to their political campaigns. There's a little bit of a pattern here, huh? And then we go on to the president himself, where the Hall of Fame for broken promises. Here is one that we get on his first ballot. Let me say it simply as I can. Transparency and the rule of law will be the touchstones of this presidency. And instead of transparency and the rule of law over the past 4 years, we have witnessed the greatest expansion of government in modern political history and consequently an explosion of government secrecy, scandals, and abuses of power among the lower light. We have his illegal recess appointments, illegal immigration, unprecedented secrecy, unconstitutional bars the use of executive privilege to protect Eric Holder, and the list goes on. And next we have Mr. Senator Harry Reid, who, you all heard about the latest scandal on him, but let me read this. July 30th, 2012, headline in Las Vegas Review-Journal alerted Nevadians to Senator Harry Reid's latest influence peddling scandal, this one involving ENN Energy Group, a Chinese green energy client of the Nevada law firm of which Reid's son Rory is principal. As Reuters reported on August 31st, 2012, Reid has been one of the project's most pertinent advocates, helping recruit the company during 2011 trip to China and applying his political muscle on behalf of the project in Nevada. Then he actually, somebody who donated to his campaign was recently jailed because campaigning funds were illegal. And I'm quite sure Harry knew this. Anyway, moving on. Needless to say, the well-entrenched Senator Reid has been repeated top offender. Oh, surprise, surprise. And then we have Rep. David Rivera, Republican in Florida. On October 24th of 2012, the Florida Ethics Commission found probable cause that Rep. David Rivera had committed 11 violations of the state ethics law during his time as Florida legislator. This comes amidst report that Rivera remains under federal investigation over his personal and campaign finances. And in separate matter, the congressman is still under investigation by the FBI for secretly funding the campaign of Justin Lamar Sternard, a candidate running against Joe Garcia in the Democratic primary earlier this year. Ah, surprise, surprise. And then we have Secretary of Health and Human Services, Kathleen Sebelius. I wanted to jump through the TV last week and smack the daylights out of her, where she was not going to sign a waiver for an 11-year-old girl to be put on an adult donor list. That is heartless. Just heartless. And these are the people who are going to be ahead of our health care, government health care. The IRS is going to make sure we make our payments and pay for it, and if we don't, make sure they collect the taxes. But this woman is a single-handed death panel. And if you don't believe in the death panels that are going to be out there, yep, just do it again. Anyway, on September 12th of 2012, Secretary of Health and Human Services, Kathleen Sebelius, became the first member of the President's Cabinet in U.S. history to have been found guilty of violating the Hatch Act when she campaigned for the re-election of Barack Obama in her official capacity of Secretary of HHS. And everybody that this SOB appoints, they do get, the ones that do have to go in front of the Senate committee for approval. And they all get questioned, and then you got the Democrats crying because, oh, these Republicans, they just always pick on Obama's people. Well, you know what? If Obama's people weren't such dirtbags, they wouldn't get vetted as bad as they do. The one that was at the being at a hearing today? ATF. Yep. Mm-hmm. They were bringing a lot of corrupt things from him. And let's see what happens, you know? Tomorrow's another day where we, the people, get it from behind, you know? It's just, I'm tired of it. I'm really tired of it. And I'm tired of these Democratic politicians that don't do anything about it. There's people on the Democratic side, and they won't divide party lines, whether they believe in it or not. They don't say what is best for the people of the United States. Well, what do I want and what do I get out of it? And that is so wrong, because we, the people, are getting screwed. And I don't know what else to do except for what I'm doing. Get on a radio show, get on different radio shows, make phone calls to my local radio shows. I call my congressman, who's worth nothing. I also make phone calls to my senators, which doesn't really do much of nothing, because they do what they want to do. They don't give a care about what we, the people of the state, want. They're just so wrapped up in what they want that, again, I'll say it, we get screwed. Oh, it's just sickening. Anyway, let me go ahead and read a liner. Now hear this, now hear this. Join former U.S. Navy SEAL Koff Higbee on The Sound of Freedom with Hig and Resch, Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central. Koff's the well-known author of Battle on the Home Front. And if you haven't gotten his book, go to his website. Carl is an outspoken critic of the Obama administration. But hey, who isn't these days? And congratulations to his broadcast partner, Guy Rushenthaler, who was elected last month as a Pennsylvania magistrate judge. Yay! So listen to The Sound of Freedom with Hig and Resch, Thursdays, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central, on conservativenationradio.org. Real conservatism for real conservatives.
Whether you're on active duty, a veteran, or just admire American Armed Forces, there's no better place to get the widest variety of militaria than at Highlands Militaria. Highlands Militaria is one of America's premier distributors of Fox tactical gear and outdoor products. Veteran-owned and operated, Highlands Militaria offers new and used uniforms and insignia from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and today. With an emphasis on airborne and special operations insignia, gear, collectibles, and uniforms. If you need to replace a cherished badge or unit patch, or just want to gear up for your next outdoor adventure, go to Highlands Militaria at stores.ebay.com/Highlands-Militaria. Where you'll find the best supply of the military gear you need. Shipping is always free with one-day handling time, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Highlands Militaria at stores.ebay.com/Highlands-Militaria. And thank you for your service.
Alrighty. You're back with my rant. Is everybody having fun yet? Because we're back on the most wanted, most corrupt. All right. Had to take a break there because the next one, this guy is the slime bucket of all slime buckets. Former Senator John Edwards. On May 31st, 2012, a jury in the corruption trial of former U.S. Senator from North Carolina, presidential candidate John Edwards, said that it could not agree on a verdict for 5 of the 6 counts, and U.S. District Judge Catherine Eagles was forced to declare a mistrial. But while Edwards may have been partially exonerated, he was acquitted on one count. He was certainly not vindicated. John Edwards conducted an illegal affair with campaign employee Riley Hunter that resulted in the birth of their daughter while his wife was having cancer treatments. Now, if that's not the slime bucket of all slime buckets. Oh, but no, it gets better. The federal law, whoops, where am I? Sorry. Edward denies the claim. You know, and we all know the story. He lied, and then he paid off his campaigner to lie, and you know, he's just, it's disgusting. And these are the type of people that run for office. And these are the type of people that continually get elected. Why Menendez, with all his crap up there, he's still under FBI investigation. Why is he still in office? It's just insane. Okay, so I will continue with Rep. Michael Graham, Republican of New York. Staten Island representative managed to eke out a re-election victory on November 6th. It wasn't because he had failed to supply his opponent with serious issues of campaign corruption during the race. Grimm was subject to an FBI investigation into allegations of his 2010 congressional campaign, had accepted contributions over the legal limit and from non-citizen donors via Orfer Bitten, a former aide to prominent Israeli rabbi, in exchange for helping Bitten obtain a green card. Wow. Really? Wow. According to ABC News, oh, now ABC is going to talk about it because he's a Republican. And in early 2012, the New York Times reported that Grimm, a devout Catholic and former agent for the FBI, allegedly accepted illegal donations from members of the Upper East Side rabbi congregation. You know, again, these are the people that get elected into office. We also have, next, oh yes, Homeland Security, who lets all of our illegal immigrants, whether they're criminals or not, let them go. Because she's a spiteful little SOB, and I don't care what I'm saying here, sort of. Yes, it was a smack in the face. Let's see. According to a Gallup poll, a full 62% of all American people believe that stopping illegal immigration should be top priority of the U.S. government. Unfortunately, the American people, Secretary of Homeland Security Janet Napolitano, is not numbered among that 62%. And she is that person who is supposed to be enforcing the law, and she doesn't do it. Just like her counterpart over there, the DOJ. They just don't do anything for us. They break the laws and take no responsibility, and they get arrogant about their issues. And I really, one day, if put in my in front of me, they might get smacked, because I know they'd get a tongue lashing. But anyway, I digress. Last year, Napolitano opened the, the floodgates of the illegal immigration by having the Department of Homeland Security review the cases before the immigration courts with an eye towards halting deportation. of illegal immigrants, allegedly with no criminal background. But yes, we have found out there were people that were let go that were violent criminals. And where are they now? God only knows. Probably hiding in the White House because that's where they let illegals go. I don't know what part of illegal they don't understand. Yes, and, you know, it's a very good reminder in here, too, that Secretary of Homeland Security on January 21st, 2009, I do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which I am about to enter, so help me God. Why is she still in office? Don't know. Thank you. And then we have General David Petraeus. The general was forced to resign after the news leaked of his long-term extramarital affair with Paula Broadwell. Well, you know, I kind of have a little issue with that. I have a feeling, and this is just my own gut feeling, we all know that they like to wiretap, and obviously, there was obviously something there, but they only did that because David Petraeus knew right off the bat that Benghazi was a terrorist attack, and he was not going to sit back, and he was not with Obama. And what did Valerie Jarrett say back in, I think it was September or October of last year? Those will be paid back who weren't with us. And look what's happening. We're all getting it. And she's still in our White House as well. All I could say is WTF, man. Anyway, let me continue reading here. General Petraeus was forced to resign after the news leaked. Oh, I just read that, sorry. Compounding the scandal are questions involved whether Petraeus' mistress had improper access to classified information from the nation's top spy. At the University of Denver on July 28th, Broadwell said, "I had access to everything. It was my experience not to leak it, not to violate my mentor, if you will." And that's why, you know, it didn't go bigger than, okay, we all know this is what happened, you know, black mark on him, and he's done. He's pushed aside. So, I don't know. If there was really something a lot more to this, it would have still been up front. So that's why my thoughts are, it might have been a little bit, but not as out of control as it was, as they said it was in the beginning. And yet, they said, on September 14th, just days after the attack on the consulate, Petraeus briefed congressional intelligence leaders, reportedly telling them he believed the attack was spontaneous and not carefully pre-planned. That's not what he said at first. Yet on Friday, November 16th, in private hearings before Senate and House Intelligence Committee, Petraeus changed his story. According to Fox News, Petraeus' testimony both challenges the Obama administration repeated claims that the attack was a spontaneous protest over an anti-Islam video. And according to New York rep, Peter King, which my grandmother loved him. She's turning over in his grave what a jerk he's turned out to be. Conflicts with his own briefing to lawmakers on September 14th. Sources have said Petraeus, in that briefing, also described the attack as a protest that spun out of control. Well, we all knew it had nothing to do with the video. But the American people, some of the American people, are so stupid that they just don't pay attention to anything but Hillary's word is gospel. Obama's word is gospel. And if you don't think so, you're a racist too. Oh, that's really sad. Jerry Orbach of Law and Order died. He was Lenny. Loved that show. I still watch it. Reruns. Aw. Rest in peace, Jerry. Okay, so we'll go back now. Now we have Senator Elizabeth Warren, Democrat, Massachusetts. Oh, yes. Another one. Judicial Watch uncovered evidence that Elizabeth Warren gave false statements under oath regarding Consumer Financial Protection Bureau activities when she served as the agency's interim director. According to the records, Warren and the CFPB were intimately involved in brokering a 50-state settlement underway with the nation's largest mortgage lenders related to alleged improper foreclosure procedures. This evidence seems to contradict Warren's statement before Congress, suggesting her office responded to requests for advice, but not to seek to punish its views. Wow. During a March 16, 2011 hearing of the House Financial Services Committees on Financial Institutions and Consumer Credit, Ms. Warren downplayed her agency's involvement in the state settlement negotiations. We have been asked for advice by the Department of Justice, by the Secretary of Treasury, and by the federal agencies. And when asked for advice, we have given our advice. But this does not come close to telling the full story. Emails obtained by Judicial Watch from several states suggest her agency's participation was far more intense and aggressive. Warren called for emergency meetings by phone and in person with Attorney General nationwide to contribute unsolicited input to the matter. The documents also indicate that Warren's office insisted on keeping its contact with the State Attorney General secret. Of course. They don't want us to know that. They don't want us to know what's going on. Like I said earlier, they're in it for themselves. They don't care about us. They're in there too long. And then we have this one. Representative Maxine Waters, Democrat, California. Just weird. In early December, Democrats chose the scandal-plagued Rep. Maxine Waters to be the ranking member on the House Financial Services Committee. Despite her many transgressions over the years, the influential Congresswoman has helped family members make more than $1 million through business ventures with companies and causes that she had helped, according to hometown newspaper. In August of 2010, Waters' influence peddling earned the attention of a subcommittee of the House Ethics Committee, which charged Rep. Waters with 3 counts of violating House rules and ethics regulations in connection with her use of power and influence on behalf of One United Bank after a highly controversial investigation. Wow. Why is she still in office? I don't know. Okay. Now, I don't know how involved anybody is with Judicial Watch, but I get their emails all the time. You could sign up for them. Just go to their website. And let's see, July 24th, 2012, Judicial Watch released President his book, Corruption Chronicles, Obama's Big Secrecy, Big Corruption, and Big Government. Highly readable information. I actually have to get that book. And I actually, Julius Saban, she was having some issues with Facebook. And she had posted these notes on her Facebook page because she did get back on and she has more friends than she ever had before. I just love how we work. We work together to get the message out, not against each other. Anyway, let's see. So anyway, she's got all of her, she's got us all back, but I was reading her information and I thought that that would be excellent for this evening. And it's 9:02. It's time for a break. Be right back.
What would you say?
This is Dave from the Dave Matthews Band for Rad. When you go out and party, get drunk, then drive, you're not only loaded, you're a loaded weapon. When you celebrate, designate. Choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives and so should you.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
It feels like you're frozen, petrified. You're struggling with your mortgage payments. The bills begin to pile up. Not knowing what to do, you do nothing at all. And that's the worst thing you can do. Because if you take action, if you do something about your mortgage problems, you're far more likely to get the most positive outcome. Making Home Affordable is a free government program. Call 888-995-HOPE to talk one-on-one with a housing expert about the options that are right for you. Real help, real answers, right now. Call 888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov and do something about your mortgage problems. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
All righty, and we're back. And like the true anchors they are, Michael Smith and Bing Fisher bring you Soldiers of Patriotism Sundays at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central. Dependable is hardly enough to describe our two main men and their awesome show. Hey, it wouldn't be conservativenationradio.org without Michael B. and Uncle Bing, would it? Don't miss our signature show, Soldiers of Patriotism, Sundays at 4 p.m. Eastern and 3 p.m. Central on conservativenationradio.org. Real conservatism for real conservatives. And we invite anybody to call in if they want to join in with my little rant for the evening. The number here is 718-305-7176. Tell us how you feel, or If you've got a rant, please help rant. If you don't, if you want to argue with something, I'm just in one of those moods, so you could feel free to do so. Anyway, with all this spying stuff that they've got going on, I'll tell you what, this is, I can't even describe how I feel about this when it all came out. It just flabbergasted me to no end. We have the right in this country. We have our Bill of Rights. We have our privacy. We have our God-given rights. They're breaking them. And by them doing it, they're trying to break us. And you know what? It's, sometimes I feel like it's working. I sometimes feel like I just can't do any more. Because these people do nothing for us. Now, I am looking for something, so I'm just going to go ahead and, sorry guys, I'm going to play another commercial because I know I'm going to find what I need to find in a minute. So bear with me all 1 minute.
Okay, forest animals, today is a new day. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow.
Yes?
Have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. Okay, river.
Dude.
How's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man. Perfect for a little riverside shoeless relaxation.
Ah, good. Owl, you here?
Course. Who's asking?
I am. Look, you know the drill. Sleep during the day, scare the kids at night.
Perfect. I love my job.
Oak tree?
What's up?
Still in the same place I left you last year. That's what I like, consistency.
Well, it's not like I'm going anywhere for the next couple hundred years.
I know. I love it. Turtle. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. You'd think he would have learned by now to leave the night before our meetings. Okay. Squirrel. Has anybody seen Mr. Squirrel?
The forest has been preparing just for you. Visit a forest near you today. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Okay, y'all. Thank you for bearing with me a moment. I found what I was looking for. It was my handy-dandy constitution. It wasn't on this desk. It was on my other desk. In my Bill of Rights, in everybody's Bill of Rights, the only rights that they haven't yet taken or tried to take from us is Amendment 3. No soldier shall, in time of peace, be quartered in any house without the consent of the owner, nor in time of war, but in a manner to be prescribed by law. That is about the only one that they haven't tried yet. And I won't be surprised if that's coming too. Anyway, this Fourth Amendment thing, the spying, the rights of people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable search and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched, and that person or thing to be seized. Nothing. They don't have it. I'm not a criminal. they're doing this illegal. They've got nothing on me. They're fishing. Anyway, in this article by Julian Sanchez of Bloomberg.com, Senator Rand Paul is itching to challenge the constitutionality of the National Security Agency's surveillance practices before the U.S. Supreme Court, and the American Civil Liberties Union has already filed such a suit. Justice Sonia, excuse me, lost my voice for a minute. Sonia Sotomayor, and I know I said that wrong, but oh well, might be glad to see them both there. Specifically, Rand Paul, Kentucky Republican, has pledged to spearhead a class action suit against NSA on behalf of the millions of Americans whose phones and internet actively, actively logged have been vacuumed up under sweeping Patriot Act orders for business records. Yet NSA program defenders insist it's entirely legal, that the Constitution doesn't even protect these records, making any court challenge a non-starter. Really? It's going to be fun. I can't wait to see this, because Rand Paul's going to chew them up and spit them out. It's not about what they do. The judges, it's not their interpretation of the law. The law is the Constitution. It is what it is. That's pretty funny. Yes, Obama phobia would be considered an oxymoron, just like a jumbo shrimp. Very true. Oh yeah, thanks. I'm off to FEMA camp. Yay! Woohoo! Yes, that would be nice. They'd have to really take me fighting, because I'd be throwing all this Constitution stuff at them. And as we all know, there's basically a new kind of media. And that's us. And they don't like us. And that's okay, because I don't like them either. But back to what I was saying, I was looking for another article here because one of the fathers, Charles Strange, is suing Obama and PRISM because of their actions. We know it's totally illegal, and people think it's just down to it was just Verizon and then the internet providers. It wasn't. It was all of them. AT&T, Sprint, the whole lot of them. And we want answers. This is not good. And Charles Strange is the father of SEAL Team 6 member. Sorry, I can't remember his name off the top of my head, and I'm really sorry for that. And I want to say it's Michael. And he's going to sue for this because he was part of the Extortion 17. And I get choked up on it because if anybody out there has seen the funeral and the way that these guys were killed and the hearing, you'd be pretty choked up too, because it was just absolutely despicable. And how dare our government go ahead and do this? It's just heart-wrenching how they set our people up. Anyway, feel free to give a call again. Number here is 718-305-7176. And we can go on to, wow, I got a lot said tonight. Oh, we could always fall back on the IRS scandals because that's not going away. That's not going away at all. Now, I was told today that Lois Lerner, even though she's out on administrative leave, that she still has her passwords, and she could work from the beach if she has her laptop with her. Isn't that nice? And of course, she's on vacation on our dollar. And what also really gets me too, and I know it's just not me when I say me, I mean we, because I know we're all in this together. It infuriates me that the IRS is union. Totally infuriates me. Ted Cruz had posted earlier that the U.S. Supreme Court rejects Obama administration DOJ's expansive view of federal power addendum. From January 2012 to April 2013, the U.S. Supreme Court unanimously rejected the Obama administration Department of Justice's arguments for more federal power 6 times. The court then added 2 more such unanimous losses in May and June of 2013. Wow. So they've been trying to do this for quite some time. Okay, now I will move on in this paper here. It's actually a press release. And this is how it starts. This is from Ted Cruz's press release. And Senator Ted Cruz today updated his report, The Legal Limit. The Obama administration attempts to expand federal power with 2 recent U.S. Supreme Court cases that again unanimously struck down the administration's effort to increase its power, this time seeking to impose double taxation in People Corp versus Commissioners of Internal Revenue and the Limit Property Owners Constitutional Defense in Horn versus USDA. Since January 2012, the court has unanimously rejected the Obama administration Department of Justice's argument for expanding federal power 8 times. It is clear that the Obama administration's view of federal power knows virtually no bounds. Senator Cruz said that combined with its ongoing inability to be forthcoming with the American people, from drone policy to the IRS to Benghazi, to name a few, but I have mentioned more of them earlier, should be cause of deep concern to every citizen in this great nation. I will continue to highlight the unprecedented quest of this administration to expand its oversight and intrusion into American lives. In April, Senator Cruz released a report, Legal Limit, the Obama administration's attempt to expand federal power, that analyzes instances where the U.S. Supreme Court has unanimously rejected Obama administration's argument for increasing federal power. And that's what I started reading before. Now, this is going on for years. And a lot of it's just coming to light now. This is just insane. Where and when is it going to end? Oh, I know. It's going to end when we get a hold of the House and the Senate. We've got to keep the House, and we've got to change up the Senate. All those older people need to go. And let's see, let me go ahead and we'll take another break. I thought I had these in line, but apparently something happened somewhere along the line. Ooh, I did that one already.
Foreclosure is hard on every member of the family, but your family is not alone. If you're struggling with your mortgage, there is help. To learn about the government's Making Home Affordable program, visit makinghomeaffordable.gov or call 1-888-995-HOPE to speak to a HUD-approved housing counselor. It's free of charge. Visit makinghomeaffordable.gov or call 1-888-995-HOPE today. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, NeighborWorks America, and the Ad Council.
So glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf. And what about that girl with a hoop earring?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God. Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case, my arm is fine. Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm! It hurts!
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
Alrighty, and I'm back. Let's see, we have other shows. We have shows here every night. We're going to start Monday. Oh, I forgot the name of the show. That's not good. But it's going to be Monday at 6 o'clock Central Time. And it's going to be Tennessee. Dave will be hosting that show. And I'm looking forward to it. It'll be a good show. And that will be, again, on Monday night. And we have on Saturdays. Nope, I'm sorry, Fridays. We have joined Delaware political veteran Christopher Manti every Friday right here on conservativenationradio.org for the Christopher Manti Show at its new time, 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, for a fresh take on conservative thought, modern America, and threat of Sharia and the weird world wacky... The weird, wild, wacky world of Washington, D.C. Say that three times fast. Plus, some heavy metal rock and roll thrown in it for some good measure. Christopher Manti Show, which could readily be called I have no idea what that word is. Eponious? Something like that. And that's on Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central on conservativenationradio.org. Real conservatism for real conservatives. That's us. And we have got about 36 minutes left in the show. So, again, I invite anybody to call in if they would like to. Let's see, where else am I going here? There's just so much more going on. Oh, it looks like Brenda's back in town. Let me see if she'll call into her show. Call in. She just made a post on Facebook. It'll be nice. She's been gone. I've been doing this solo for 2 weeks. Oh, my God. I can't do this without her. I just suck. But anyway, moving right along. There's people constantly getting kicked off of Facebook. And then they have to plead their case to get back on. And this is just so wrong. You know, I can go on forever about how wrong these people are and this country. I love this country. I never was, I never served. My brothers were too young, didn't serve. And my dad and my uncles were in between an age where they didn't serve either. But I have the utmost respect for those who have fought for me, because I know freedom's not for free. And those pinheads out there who want everything handed to them, and you know, that just reminded me, on Mondays here in North Carolina, they have the Moron Mondays, they're calling them. There's a bunch of people that stand in front of the legislative building because they don't agree with the Republican legislation. So they'll block the door and block the path of the employees getting in. So they get arrested. But not only do they get arrested, but they get, these people from out of state come in. And I do think we do have Brenda on the line. Brenda, is this you?
Hello.
Welcome back.
Thank you. I forgot we changed the timer. I had a cold in a half hour ago.
Oh, my God.
It's almost over. Oh, but anyway, yes, I'm back. But I was just trying to catch up. I have no clue. It looks like a lot's been going on while I was gone. So it's like, oh, my God, what country am I living in?
Exactly.
It's like, yeah. Oh, wow. So, but yes, I'm back from lovely, rainy, cold Canada. And they let me through the border, so I didn't get picked up for being a terrorist. So.
How was your experience going out of this country and coming back?
It was a breeze. We breezed right into Canada, and we breezed right back into the United States. So about a five-minute stop at the border, and off we went. So, but, you know, we've been
doing
it
for... Good thing you weren't a
terrorist.
Huh? It's a good thing you weren't a terrorist.
I know. I was wondering about getting back in the country. I thought maybe they stuck me on a list somewhere. But apparently I'm not on any list, so that is a good thing, you know. But, oh, my God, Barbara, I don't know what you've been talking about, but I was just reading some of that stuff that's been going on. It's like, wow. Really?
I basically I've been talking about our Constitution, the rights being taken away one by one, on the amendments on the...
And they're trying to justify it.
You know,
no, you can't justify this stuff. No. It's crazy. And we've been called crazy for trying to bring this to light for years, you know, about the lack of privacy, the lack of our rights being, you know, our rights being taken away, and free speech and everything from what, you know, I'm just reading, kind of browsing through, trying to catch up from a whole week of emails and things.
Yeah.
But
you get to need a whole day to catch up.
Yeah, I know. I know, and we didn't roll in until, I think, about 8, so I was like, okay. But, yeah, like, oh, my gosh, you go out of the country for a week, you come back, and there's all these things
going on.
Like, oh, my.
Yeah, and I don't know if you have Verizon or not, but it's actually, from what I've heard, it's AT&T, Sprint, and then all the Google, just Skype, everything.
Yeah, I have Verizon. I don't talk on my phone a lot, but I'm on my computer a lot, so. Oh, well, come and get me.
That's what I say. I heard on the news earlier that 75% of the people are okay with this. I do not know.
I don't think they understand the scope of what's going on.
They must not.
I don't think they realize, you know, how bad it is, and I don't think they realize that they're targeting the wrong people.
Right, and I was saying that earlier. Well, they're busy watching us. They're not watching the border.
Yeah, they're not watching the border. And they're telling us we can't speak against Islam, which, if you notice, all the terrorists practiced Islam. And yes, they're extremists. I'm not saying all Muslims are terrorists, but, you know, when they try to bring another law, Sharia law, and I was thinking about this. This is one of the things I was thinking about today. You know, the First Amendment guarantees that the government will not establish any religion as a law of the land. That's what that guarantees. And yet when you go into a court and they uphold Sharia law over the Constitution, they are breaking the First Amendment.
They're breaking more than just the First Amendment when they do that, because no other laws from any other countries can be brought into this country legally.
Right.
We don't go over to another country and say, oh, well, you know, we're allowed to do it, so start doing it here.
Amendment. They've been using that amendment against us, and now they're getting out of control. And we've got these liberal judges that don't have a clue what the Constitution stands for. And we also obviously have these liberal politicians on both sides of the aisle that don't understand what the Constitution stands for, or what they're supposed to be doing in Washington, so.
Yeah, and that's what I was saying earlier. They're all in it for themselves at this point in time.
We
were talking about the immigration law and the bill that they're trying to pass.
Which is nonsense. If you're here illegally, you have broken our law, and you do not belong here. Secure the border, which they're not going to do before they give amnesty to all these people that we can't afford to support in this country, and yet they're going to go ahead and do it anyway.
Well,
it's just amazing to me that they're not listening. Hello, listen to me. Just because there's thousands of illegal aliens marching in the streets does not mean that you let them come for free. You don't do that. You don't put them ahead of those who have been on the list and waiting and doing it properly. You don't reward bad behavior, and that's what we do in this country. We penalize those people who work hard. We penalize the people who obey the laws, and we reward the people who break laws. It's like Susan Rice being awarded national security advisor after she went out and blatantly lied to the American people.
Yeah.
It's just amazing to me that that can even happen, you know. Just
but
crazy.
You do know that immigration law, the bill that mm-hmm. was started by the Gang of Eight, the
mm-hmm.
whole thing basically rewritten by the special interest groups.
Oh, of course it is. That's how the government has been working for years, and it's not working. Because
exactly.
it's all about the money, and it's not about what's best for America.
Exactly.
And that's the establishment.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
That's exactly what I was saying earlier.
Yeah, it's that Washington establishment, and we need to keep pressuring on that. I mean, they tried to shut us down when we kept talking about the establishment. Well, the establishment is these lobbyists, these special interest groups, these senators that are all in this together, whether they're Democrat or Republican. If they've been in Washington too long, they're part of the problem, because it's not about actually doing what's going to benefit America. It's about who's going to give me the most money, you know, and it's got to stop. So, but I noticed that Senator Cruz is in there, you know, punching away.
Yeah, we have a few in the House as well that are standing up for our rights.
Absolutely. But here's what the problem is. What the problem is, when the Constitution was written, each state got two senators so that each state would be equally represented in Washington, okay? So that every state would have the same representation. Well, what they have evolved into is that if you're a freshman senator, you don't have any rights in the Senate. This is what made them mad at Rand Paul when he did this filibuster. Because he broke the rules that they have set for themselves, and you don't have any seniority. Now, this is not what the Constitution says, and it's got to stop. I mean, John McCain needs to go back and read his Constitution, because they haven't been doing it this way for 200 years. You know, you don't shut up the people from one state because they're new. That's just not the way it was intended.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
You know, and I was reading the Declaration of Independence earlier,
mm-hmm.
and that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem more likely to affect their safety and happiness.
Oh, absolutely. And this is what the Tea Party was all about, was getting back to the Constitution and getting back control of our government. And what did our government do? They went in with this powerful, money-hungry agency and shut down the Tea Party's ability to spread their message. Because they didn't want to hear what the people had to say. It's not about the people anymore. And it's just shameful. It's absolutely shameful. It's not a good direction to be going in, that's for sure.
Oh, no, it's not. It's scary direction.
Yeah, I know. And then I was watching some TV when we were in Canada, and we get, like, New York stations. And apparently, you know, Governor Cuomo is doing this woman's health bill where they're pushing for late-term abortions when it becomes the health of the mother. And then he cites Roe versus Wade. Well, let me tell you something about Roe versus Wade. Roe versus Wade kind of missed the whole point of the Declaration of Independence when it says that God-given rights, or our rights, you know, given to us by our Creator,
mm-hmm.
you know, and the Creator, you know, you the natural, I think it's
among the life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
What is the exact term there with the what I'm trying to say?
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, government are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That
from
whenever
the consent of the governed. So that from the people. They get their, you know, from the consent of the people. But I wanted to go back to basically to the Creator and how this applies with the Roe versus Wade, is that the Creator made it natural that a woman was to bear children. And if that child is not right, or if there is a problem, then you have a natural abortion. You don't usually carry the child to term. But it doesn't give them the right to kill that baby. You know, the Constitution does not guarantee that as a right, because there's another individual involved, given by the Creator and by nature. That which is natural, it is natural for a woman to get pregnant and then have children. That's how, you know, we repopulate. That's nature's way. And when you have an abortion, you're going against what is not only natural, but what, you know, the Creator intended. And they got Roe versus Wade so far wrong. It was just unbelievable. And then this Governor Cuomo's out there promoting late-term abortions, which are never, ever hardly ever necessary. I won't say never. You know, somebody's got cancer and they need chemo. That's a different situation. But, you know, it's very rarely a case of the health of the mother, because usually you can take the baby and, you know, save the mother too. So, but it's just ridiculous. Absolutely.
Especially with the modern technology they have today.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You know, and it's just, you know, something that came to my mind today as we were driving. Blissfully driving to get back home. I just couldn't believe it. I mean, New York is like, oh my gosh. The laws and stuff. Oh my goodness.
Chucky Schumer was all pissed off, you know. And this is what I was saying earlier too, is that they vote along party lines, not saying what is best for their constituents, and not even voting what
their constituents. Because I think there's pressure. You know, we probably can't even imagine the pressure they get from the senior senators or the senior statesmen and the money and, you know, all the underhanded things that are going on. Well, we're just getting like a surface scratching of, you know, things coming out about Hillary and what this guy was soliciting children, committing child molestation. He's an ambassador under Hillary Clinton's watch, and they're covering it up in the government. I mean, this is so out of control, the evil and corruptness that is going on under this Obama. It's not just Obama's administration. It's been going on for a number of years under various different administrations, and it doesn't just involve the presidency. It involves our court systems, and it involves our legislative branch of government, too. It's we have got to stand up, and the Tea Party and the Libertarians and the right-wing crazy nuts like myself, we have to get together, and we have got to start pushing for, you know, candidates of the people like Senator Cruz, who will get up there and straighten this out. We've got to stop the madness. It's just insane.
Yeah.
I tell you.
It is. Actually,
sorry, I just pulled in and kind of derailed. I don't even know where you were at.
No, you're right on topic. Right on topic here. You know, and I want to, since you've been away, this is actually pretty funny, because
Hillary. She now has a Twitter account.
I did see that.
Oh, my God. It does make a difference. Citizens greet at Hillary Clinton 9 months after Benghazi. Oh, my God. These were, I was dying. Because she's going to know how we the people feel.
Yeah, we need to bombard her. I was just thinking that. I had seen one of my friends had posted something to her account, and I'm thinking, I'm going to have to do that. Of course, not today. I got a lot of things to do before a graduation party on Sunday. My son actually graduated. Friday was his last day of school, so, you know. But I'm thinking we need to get on there, and we need to make her known to her exactly what we think of her lies and her her poor management skills.
Least. Hey, at Hillary Clinton, are you enjoying your Twitter experience thus far? Your thoughts on the Benghazi hashtag? And then somebody else, at Hillary Clinton, welcome to Twitter. Ambassador Stevens might have enjoyed Twitter had you sent help to Benghazi. 7 hours of hell, blind
sheep.
Oh,
my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
They need to let her have it. I mean, they need to let her have it. We have got to stop. And this is what we have to fight with right now is our internet and our social networking. That's what we have because, you know, our country is so large. And, you know, to get people into one place is a lot. You know, times are hard. I don't care what they say about job numbers and the economy. Things aren't good. And with $4 a gallon gasoline, oh, my goodness. So we have to, you know, the social media is our way to do this and to let them know what we think and how we feel. But the good news is, Barbara, they let me back into the country.
Thank God. Thank God. Yay. All right, hang on a second. I got to take a quickie little break. Be right back.
So, Jacqueline.
Yes, Mom?
I wanted to talk to you about something and... Oh, wait. Hold on. I just got a text. Oh, there's another one. Wow. Busy, busy me. So, anyway...
Oh, wait, Mom. I just got a message. My friends keep commenting on my comment. Oh, there's another one. So many comments on my comment.
Oh, I can't wait to watch TV tonight. Playoffs!
Hey, guys, check out my new video game. Pew, pew!
Wait.
Mom, what?
Huh? What? Hold
What'd
on.
You say? Wait a second, what?
This weekend, unplug. Take your family to the forest. There's nothing in the world like experiencing nature firsthand. Trees, paths, bluebirds, streams. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Okay, and we're back.
All right. Well, it's kind of neat to see. I did see that the AP wrote a piece kind of against the Obama administration. I'm hoping that other news media have been following suit. I don't know. I haven't seen much. But I found that encouraging. You know, it's like, come on, let's get the truth out there. Let's let these people know what's going on. And hopefully that'll work in our favor, but insane.
Yeah, it would be a neat trick.
Yeah. Well, and then, like, Holder refusing to step down. I mean, these people have got a grip, and they're not going to let go. And, you know, even though it's what we the people want, they're not gonna go easily, you know. They've got their feet firmly planted in the door, and they don't intend to remove themselves. And Ambassador Rice, this is crazy that this woman should get promoted when a week after the terrorist attack in Benghazi, she's out there telling lies for the president.
Well,
you know,
and
for
I
a
mentioned.
Cover-up. Yeah.
I mentioned this earlier. Valerie Jarrett
Oh my goodness.
Some are getting promoted, you know, they're going to get paid. And those who don't, you know, are going to be punished. And here it
and
is.
And Valerie Barrett is not an elected official. We, the people, did not nominate her for anything. And for her to have her nose butted in everywhere is ridiculous. What position does she even hold? I don't even know what her position is.
She's an advisor.
She's an advisor.
She's
so, you know, this is nonsense. This woman has no business, but I think she's actually running our government for us.
Exactly.
Because there's no way you can be on the golf course as much as this president is and flying all over the place and actually have a clue. Because actually, every time something comes up, he goes, oh, I heard about it when you did. And, you know, either that's really true or the man's just lying through his teeth. And either way, he's not a competent leader.
Right. If he really didn't know, then he's totally incompetent.
Totally. Because, you know, you are the CEO of the country.
Mm-hmm.
And so you should know what's going on, and you should be accountable for it. And,
right,
and being accountable does not mean you move them from one part of the job to another. Nobody has ever been fired for Benghazi. Nobody, you know, who matters has been fired for Fast and Furious. Nobody has yet to be prosecuted for this IRS scandal. And, you know, there are just so many instances where they just move people around and give them a different job.
No, but they're going to punish this kid that leaked the information that...
Oh, yeah. They're going after him like crazy. That's why he's out of the country. Smart kid.
Yeah.
you know, exactly. But
we, the
American people deserve to know. And actually, I was just reading about Germany where the president's going over there, and they're not very happy with him either because apparently we're spying on other countries too. It's like, okay. You know, and I, Barbara, I don't really care if people listen to my phone conversations because I got nothing to hide. But if you're going to gather and... You know, it's all in how you're intending to use that information or why you're processing that information. And this is why we need, and I'm sorry, and I'm going to go there, we need profiling. Because the only reason, the only way we do live in a very, it's very hard because we do have the Constitution, we do have our rights, but we live in a very troubled time with a lot of technology and a lot of crazy people with access.
Yeah, but you know, crazy people, you know, to them is us.
Yeah, they're targeting, and this is why we need profiling, and we need the profiling to be on the people who are actually committing the atrocities, not on the innocent Christians in this country, and not on the innocent Tea Party people who have never, ever done any violence, you know, unlike the Occupy Wall Street people, but on the people who actually commit these, who we know they're Muslims. I'm sorry, it's not my fault that you have a portion of your religion that encourages violence and that you've got extremists in the name of the Prophet Muhammad killing people. That's not my problem. And I don't have to honor, profiling should be absolutely acceptable under these circumstances, and you need to target the people who are committing the atrocities, not the general public.
Right, right.
And that's what they're doing. They're targeting the general public instead of actually, you know, going after the right people. Like when we were in the Cold War, we were spying on the Russians, okay, because they were the enemy. And now the enemy is extreme Islam, which they will not tell you this, but this is who the enemy is. And those are the people, if you're going to spy on anybody, those are the ones you should be spying on, not your everyday average citizen out on the streets. It's
right.
Just...
They're wasting resources and they're wasting money on targeting us.
Yeah, exactly.
And we got Duke on the line. He's going to tell us about his show for tomorrow night. So let me go ahead and pull him in. Hello again, Duke.
Hey, Brenda, you world traveler, you?
Oh, I know. All the way up into Canada.
What's it like there in hockey puck country?
Hockey. keep up country. Yes, apparently that's the best time to go down to the dock in town and fish is when there's a hockey game on TV.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. That's what they told us. We have a boat, so we didn't do it. But that was our tip of the week.
You asked a few minutes ago whether we thought that President Obama was incompetent or just lying through his teeth.
Yeah.
I think he's incompetent at lying through his teeth. That's what I think. But,
yeah, he's transparent, all right. Every time he opens his mouth, we know he's lying.
Oh,
yeah, that's
insane.
Yeah. I mean, anyway, listen, tomorrow night, as is my wont, as they say, on Radio Free America, not only will we be speaking about American history 150 years ago, when we speak a little bit about on this day in Civil War history, and at this point in 1863, 150 years ago, we were less than a month away from the largest battle that has ever been fought in the Western Hemisphere, and that is the Battle of Gettysburg. But to go back about 2 years, and I'm going to have John Parshall on the air. John Parshall and his writing and colleague published a book to go called Shattered Sword, The Untold Story of the Battle of Midway. And the Battle of Midway was, without question, the single most decisive naval victory in modern history. And it was the first of the war in Japan, World War II. And if you're even remotely interested in the history of World War II, I think you're going to really enjoy tomorrow night's Radio Free America right here on conservativenationradio.org at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central. Be there or be square, whatever that means. I have no idea. But you get the
excellent.
And that sounds great. You know, get some history in there and learn some lessons. Apparently we didn't learn our lessons the first time around.
Look, you know, as I often say to people, only one thing is learned from history, and that thing is learned. First of all, talking about an absurd scandal come out of Washington. Obviously, you and Barbara were speaking earlier about the latest revelations out of Foggy Bottom, which is the State Department, that there were all kinds of going on amongst the ambassadors and their various staffs, and that the State Department was trying to cover it up. And this is something I can tell you the mainstream media doesn't want to get near, because they are at least as desperate to get Hillary Rodham Clinton into the White House in 2016 as they were to get Obama in 2008 and then make sure he stayed in 2012. So that's where we are with that.
Oh, yeah.
But we've got to get them people in there now. We've got to get them gone.
Oh, absolutely. And especially like Boehner and these other ones who are... who don't like it when they're caught, you know?
Right.
When they're caught doing things they know they shouldn't be doing. They wouldn't be throwing words around like traitor if they knew what they were doing wasn't the right thing.
Right.
Oh, that's absolutely correct. And, you know, the other major factor, well, we're going to be talking about this stuff tomorrow night, so I hope everybody will tune in then.
Oh, that sounds like a great show. So, and if we had time, I'd tell you about it. I watched a show about a Nazi.
You got 1 minute left.
Yeah, and I don't really have a whole lot of time, but I watched it when I was in Canada, and I'll probably maybe bring it up next week. But really interesting ethical questions that came up in the show about this guy. He murdered 26 Americans, and he shot this British soldier in the head, but the guy didn't die. And then the guy saw him on the streets of London. But some big ethical questions that came up during this movie. You know, is it okay when it's for the national good? You know, is it okay to lie and defraud and those kind of things? And so it kind of speaks to what's going on in our government today. So, hey, great talking to you, Barbara.
Nice talking to you, Brenda. Nice talking to you, Barbara.
Nice talking
Have a
to you,
great
too,
night.
Oh, and it sounds like a great show tomorrow.
Thanks.
See you soon.
Got 2 seconds and we're going to be cut off. But
okay.
Thank you for coming in. And Brenda, thank you. Welcome back. You don't know how grateful I am that you're back.
Oh, thanks, Barbara. and I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Enjoy, everybody.
Thanks, everyone, for listening.